Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Do hope you had a great weekend. Thank you so much for having us on today. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on the Monday, kicking off this busy, I'm telling you, it's going to be a very busy news cycle week. So we're jumping on things right now. Let's go ahead and look at three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, a new emergency medical residency partnership. This is between Ascension Sacred Heart and FSU's School of Medicine. We'll train and keep more emergency room doctors in Florida and locally here in the Panhandle, one of the state's fastest growing regions for this. Starting July 1st, 2026, 15 FSU emergency medical graduates will be residents at the hospital. Daily, Ascension Sacred Heart sees about 300 patients in its ER rooms.
Number two.
And a tuition-free K-3 school could potentially be on the way for UWF's faculty, staff, and students. Over 17,000 surveys were emailed this week to determine the interest level in opening a laboratory school, charter school, or a philanthropically funded school on campus. Manny Diaz, UWF interim president, said at some point the school could expand up to sixth grade and possibly be offered to other local students.
Number three.
Santa Rosa County commissioners have removed the Navarre Beach Toll Project from their capital improvement plan after District 3 Commissioner Rhett Rowell voiced his opposition until a public presentation can take place. The October 9th toll presentation will be made Thursday morning, 8:30, in the County Administration Complex in Milton.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, some Pace residents questioning the shooting of a bear last week. The bear was reportedly shot in self-defense due to a perceived threat to someone's emotional support chickens. Neighbors described the bear as a well-known presence in the area, with one resident saying it had never caused any harm during its years of coexistence. The FWC is investigating the incident.
Okay, City of Pensacola confirmed its acquisition of the Baptist Hospital Legacy Campus. Of course, that's located over on Ian Marino Streets. The property acquisition represents one of the most transformational development opportunities in Pensacola's recent history, with the property now under city ownership. Next phase involves comprehensive demolition and environmental remediation of the site. The remediation aspect will address any toxic materials that contribute to the project's complexity and those costs.
All righty. Since we're knocking on the door of 415 here, we'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Pensacola Little Theater. Get your tickets now for the epic gothic musical thriller Jekyll and Hyde running through October 5th. You can get the tickets at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, just have some of our usual spots so far. Got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also got some backups developing at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. That's where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road. Outside of Pensacola, have some issues on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field, and on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, we're sitting at around 85 degrees. It's going to be a low of 70 tonight. That's not too bad. Over the course of the next several days, have no rainfall chances in sight. Going to be sunny, maybe partly cloudy at times. Tomorrow's high sitting at around 88 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Florida workers might see a bump in their pay after this week. Evan Brown has more from Miami.
Minimum wage in Florida will be rising to $14 an hour for non-tipped workers starting Tuesday. The raise comes from a state law aimed at eventually bringing the wage up to $15 an hour across the state. The hourly pay rate has been at $13. Tipped workers, such as restaurant servers, will also see an extra dollar an hour, with their rate rising to $10.98. The raises translate to an extra $40 per 40-hour work week before taxes. And that means federal taxes, because Florida has no tax on income. Remember, many employers run payroll 2 weeks in arrears, so you may not see the raise for a couple of checks. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And speaking of things you need to remember, we are giving away tickets all throughout this week to Florida State Miami. If you want to enter to win today's tickets, you've got about 45 minutes to do so. You just tap the News Radio app. When you open the app, you're going to get a contest page to pop up in your face, and you got to enter in some contact information. That puts you in a pool of contestants. I announce the winner every afternoon at 5:15, so if you want a chance to win for that big game between Miami and FSU. Got to do it within the next 45 minutes.
Just how big is that game? It is a sold-out game, by the way, over at Docamel. So,
understandable.
There you go. Okay, changes were made over the weekend to the Garcon Point Bridge. The bridge toll has now transitioned to a cashless system using SumPass, transponders, or toll-by-plate devices.
All right, and also going on your state scene here, Governor Ron DeSantis wants the state to cut ties with the American Bar Association. DeSantis wrote yesterday on X that he supports ditching the ABA, but it's up to the Florida Supreme Court to make that change. He adds that Texas's Supreme Court just did something along those lines.
This is interesting. A new and affordable house program in East Tampa is going to be built using 3D printing. Here's the latest from Fox 13 in Tampa Bay.
Renee Brown Panko cannot help but smile when she looks at this dirt on Knoll Pine Way. It will soon hold her future home, her first on her own.
My home that's going to be here would have cost me hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. But because of this program, oh my God, I'm about to cry. I can afford it.
The 65-year-old East Tampa entrepreneur will be among the first to own a 3D-printed house, coming from the Hillsborough County Nonprofit Corporation to Develop Communities of Tampa. Renee's future home will be just 15 minutes away from her business, Ladies of the Sea Restaurant. And with decades of innovating in the kitchen, she says she's happy to blaze another trail with her home.
And voters will head to the polls tomorrow in District 11 to help fill the vacant Senate seat. It opened after Blaise Ingolia took over as Florida's new CFO. The special Republican primary will take place on September 30th and the general election set for December 9th. District 11 covers all of Hernando, Citrus, and Sumter counties, along with part of Pasco County.
Okay, a town in Florida divided over a proposal to rename a street after Charlie Kirk is surfacing here. Well, Esther Brown, down at WOFL Television in Orlando, has this report from Melbourne, Florida.
The community's divided about Charlie Kirk.
This man was a vile human being.
To a man who gave his life defending our right to disagree peacefully.
The Melbourne City Council could not agree to rename a small street near O'Galley and US 1 after the political activist.
And it just all fell apart.
Vice Mayor David Newman was the only council member other than the mayor who supported the idea.
It would have been a great way to promote free speech and expressing different opinions and talking with folks who disagree with.
Other council members said they should rename roads after local people, and some were concerned about his controversy. While the name change collapsed, a Melbourne business owner did pay for billboards honoring Kirk on I-95. Reporting in Melbourne, Esther Bauer, Fox News.
All righty, 419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, and we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather as well before we send you off into the bottom of our update by Fox News right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery. So when people play, students win. Visit floridabrightfutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Fans on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands.
And I'm on stage cooking and smoking.
This week it's Brandon Giles coming to the Gulfside Pavilion. He's a self-taught pianist by the age of 12, and he would describe it as Little Richard meets Kid Rock on steroids. You get it all at Bands on the Beach. No pets, no glass.
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 when Brittany Hughes from Parks and Recreation will be on the show. She'll be discussing summer camps, where they're located, the cost, and how you can apply for a scholarship for your child to attend. She'll also cover deadlines to register, how to register, and will be available for you to call or text in with your questions during the show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on today. President Trump announcing a new agreement that would end the conflict in Gaza, securing support from Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu. Trey Yinks has more from Tel Aviv.
Hamas officials telling regional media they've not yet received the formal Trump peace plan that's now circulating publicly. So we can't expect that they'll review the plan in the hours ahead. But there's a lot at stake here for the Palestinian people. We have to remember tens of thousands of Palestinians have been killed by Israeli strikes over the past 2 years inside Gaza. The vast majority of the population has been displaced from their homes, and much of the Gaza Strip is leveled. President Trump is offering the Palestinian people to stay in Gaza, not be forcefully displaced. On top of that, offering them billions of dollars in regional support to rebuild their homes in the Gaza Strip with a new, peaceful, moderate government. But this requires Hamas to lay down their arms and release the hostages.
Okay, 424, News Radio 92.3. Wasn't a bad day on the markets today. No, stocks were up somewhat, and Hillary Barsky's got those numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week higher on interest rate cut hopes as investors focus on a looming government shutdown. A potential shutdown would stall the release of key economic data this week, including Friday's crucial jobs report for September. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were higher, with tech the biggest gainer while energy lagged. Gold prices hitting a record high above $3,800 an ounce on safe haven demand. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, Nvidia, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Boeing, and IBM. The Dow rising 69 points, the Nasdaq higher by 107, S&P 500 up 18. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price in, looking at that traffic and weather together this afternoon.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, our worst looking spots are going to be some of our usual areas. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Also have some backups on Mobile Highway as you're traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue. Outside of that, your worst looking areas are going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field and then continuing westbound passing Windhaven Beach. There's a couple of accident reports in those areas. And last but not least, Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Don't get really any noticeable or considerable rain chances until closer to the weekend. But over the next couple days, going to be sunny, mostly clear. Highs in the mid to high 80s.
All right, looking good out there. 426 News Radio 92.3. Tropical storm Imelda expected to become a hurricane tomorrow and is expected to turn away from the U.S. coastline. Robert Ray has more from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
It's been a strange hurricane season in the Atlantic in 2025, and Imelda is just another chapter in such. Days ago, the track in the forecast headed right toward the Carolinas and Georgia for a direct landfall. Now the storm is turning hard right out into the Atlantic, headed for the island of Bermuda. Nonetheless, some rains and gusty winds will affect the coastline from North Carolina all the way down to Florida. Fox weather is all over it, up and down this system. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Robert Ray, Fox weather.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu apologizing for Israeli strikes in Qatar. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says such a strike will not happen again, and he apologized to Qatar's prime minister. The strikes were targeting Hamas leaders, but a Qatari official was also killed. And it comes as the meeting with Trump happened at the Oval Office, as we were talking about just a couple minutes ago.
The race for the New Jersey governor is heating up as Republicans on the attack against Democratic candidate Mikey Sherrill's military service record. Yeah, she kind of fudged on that just a little bit and got caught. Brian Yenis in NYC with the latest.
Last week, it was revealed that Sherrill was barred from walking with her graduation class because of the cheating scandal. She says it was punishment not for cheating, but for failing to turn in her classmates. In a statement, New Jersey Congressman Smith, Van Drew, and Keene write, quote, "If those sealed disciplinary records match Representative Sherrill's current explanation, we are unsure why she would refuse to release the records and put this matter to rest." Chitterelli is now questioning Sherrill's authenticity.
And Missouri's governor signing into law a new congressional map that's likely to give Republicans an additional House seat. The Missouri First map, which was approved by the Missouri General Assembly during a special session earlier this month, splits Kansas City among three congressional districts. It's the latest in the state battle over congressional redistricting. New maps in Texas have given the GOP additional seats, and a redistricting push by Democrats in California would give Democrats a larger House margin.
428 News Radio 92.3 New York City's mayor is officially out of the race for his reelection. It gets confusing, I know. Stay with us. Here's Evan Brown.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is officially out of this year's mayoral election. The one-time Democrat was seeking a second term, but as an independent, having lost the party primary to state legislator Zohran Mamdani, who is openly a socialist. Some hope Adams' exit will provide an avenue to former New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo, also a Democrat running independently, to maybe win.
Because he's afraid of the result if Mr. Mamdani were to win the election.
Mamdani has been favored to win this November, defeating Adams, Cuomo, and Republican nominee Curtis Sliwa. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The man who allegedly gunned down Charlie Kirk was the subject of a court hearing in Utah today. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Tyler Robinson appeared virtually for this hearing, which established who will defend him and what will happen next. Much of what will take place will involve discovery, the sharing of evidence between both sides. Prosecutors describe what they have to present at trial as voluminous. Robinson has been in custody since September 12th, 2 days after local and federal investigators say he fired the shot that killed Charlie Kirk at a Utah Valley University event. Prosecutors say the death penalty will be on the table at trial. The next hearing is October 30th. Robinson is expected to be there in person. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Okay, heading up to our sports. We've got a lot of sports to cover for you. But first of all, don't forget, it is Tap the News Radio app. Win yourself a couple of tickets to see that FSU Miami game Saturday over Doak Campbell. Two tickets with your name on it. Okay, go ahead. Access the app. The registration page pops up on you. Fill it out. Send it in. Austin Price will call the winner today at 5:15. Mm-hmm. Stand by. You, too, could be a winner on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have released a plan to end the war in Gaza. The White House today laid out a 20-point plan for peace, establishing a post-war Gaza governance. Netanyahu says the plan meets a key demand.
All our hostages, both those who are alive and those who died, all of them will return home immediately.
It's unclear if Hamas will accept the terms. Congress has until tomorrow night to pass a spending bill to avoid a government shutdown. After meeting with him, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the ball is in President Trump's court.
If he will
accept some of the things we asked, which we think the American people are for, on health care and on rescissions, he can avoid a shutdown.
Republican leaders have accused Democrats of failing to negotiate. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sportsman and sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. After all the hoopla with Micah Parsons returning to Dallas as a member of the Packers, the game was an awesome back-and-forth fight that needed overtime and still somehow ended in a tie. What a disappointing ending for a game that was great. No NFL game should ever end in a tie, and for the regular season only, the NFL should adopt an overtime format similar to the one they use in college football. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to kick off the fun? Chumba Casino is your go-to game plan. During halftime or overtime, from spinning slots to instant scratch-style cards, it's like running the perfect play. All from home. New players score a free welcome bonus and daily logins with a shot at some serious prizes every time you play. Get in the game and visit ChumbaCasino.com today. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. The Drag Queen Christmas Show at the Sanger Theater continues to be a topic of discussion at the Pensacola City Council meetings. Council also took up whether to name the City Council chambers after former City Councilman P.C. Wu. A very interesting discussion, by the way. And Shrekking, deliberately dating somebody less attractive than you are because they'll be grateful and treat you well. Is this a good idea? It's popular among the kids, apparently. We talked about it. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, a new emergency medical residency partnership between Ascension Sacred Heart and FSU School of Medicine will train and keep more emergency room doctors in Florida and locally in the Panhandle, one of the state's fastest growing regions. Starting July 1st of 2026, 15 FSU emergency medicine graduates will be residents at the hospital. Daily, Ascension Sacred Heart sees about 300 patients in its ERs.
Number two.
A tuition-free K-3 school could potentially be on the way for UWF's faculty, staffs, and students. Over 17,000 surveys were emailed this week to determine the interest level in opening a laboratory school, charter school, or philanthropically funded school on campus. Manny Diaz, UWF interim president, said at some point the school could expand up to 6 grades and possibly be offered to other local students.
Number three.
And Santa Rosa commissioners have removed the Navarre Beach Toll Project from their capital improvement plan after District 3 Commissioner Rhett Rowell voiced his opposition until a public presentation takes place. The October 9th toll presentation will be made Thursday morning at 8:30 in the County Admin Complex in Milton.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, two kids are safely back with their parents after reportedly being abducted by their father and driven to Santa Rosa County in a stolen car. Sheriff's office says they were contacted by officials in Berry County, Arkansas, about a man believed to be at a beach house on Gulf Boulevard. Chief Deputy Randy Tiff says they were able to get the children back with their other parent, and the suspect now faces multiple charges. Sorry, we had a little bit of technical problems there.
And the debate continues on whether the city of Pensacola should allow a drag queen Christmas show to happen at the Sanger Theater in December. At last Thursday's city council meeting, several members of the public spoke on the issue. Pastor James C. Johnson says that while he understands the city's position of fearing litigation if they cancel the contract, they should also fear litigation from citizens if they don't.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
It's McManus to tie the game from 53 yards. Operation Clean. Kick is right down the middle. And we will go to overtime.
Sunday Night Football on NBC. The Packers and Cowboys combined to score 80 points. Neither team won. Brandon McManus kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime. Green Bay and Dallas finished in a 40-40 tie.
I don't care about the stats. I don't care about the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows. I just care about the end result and the win. And so when you don't get that, right now it's tough for me. You know, I guess 10 years in, the first tie I've been a part of, it's hard to kind of wrap my head around it because I know I'd feel a hell of a lot worse if it was a loss. It's a weird feeling.
Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott threw 3 touchdown passes, 31 of 40, 319 yards. Packers quarterback Jordan Love, 31 of 43, 337 yards and 3 TD passes. Neither quarterback intercepted. The score was 23-20 Dallas at the start of the fourth quarter. Game ended 40-40. Final day of the baseball regular season, Reds and the Mets both lost. Cincinnati claimed the final National League wild card. The Blue Jays and the Yankees both won and finished with identical records. Toronto won the AL East, the Yankees a wild card. The Guardians won, the Tigers lost. Cleveland completed its unthinkable comeback from 10.5 games out of first place at the start of September to win the American League Central. Playoffs start tomorrow. Tigers at the Guardians, Padres at the Cubs, Red Sox at the Yankees, Reds at the Dodgers. Best of 3-game series. WNBA Phoenix Mercury advanced to the WNBA Finals with an 86-81 win over the Minnesota Lynx in Game 4. The Mercury will face either the Las Vegas Aces or Indiana Fever for the title. The Fever won Sunday 90-83 to force a deciding Game 5 tomorrow in Vegas. Golf, Europe defeated the United States at the Ryder Cup 15-13. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a Monday Night Football doubleheader will close out Week 4 in the NFL. The Miami Dolphins hosting the New York Jets. That game kicks off at 6:15 p.m. for an AFC East battle. Both teams winless on the year at 0-3. Then the Denver Broncos welcoming in the Cincinnati Bengals. That game kicks off at 7:15. You can catch coverage of that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Okay, let me just kind of review. Maybe you were out of town or so, didn't catch some of these high school scores from Friday night. Let me just kind of set it up for you. Well, Thursday night, of course, it was Panama City Bay over PHS, 47-28. Then on Friday, PC Mosley down to Milton, 27-14. Pensacola Catholic, 58, Freeport, 17. Pace, 34, Crestview, 8. Tate over Navarre, it was 29-26. Scambia over Booker T. Washington, 22-3. Niceville over Gulf Breeze, 56-6. Flomington, 21-7. Rocky Bayou Christian, 41-7. Now, we had three bye weeks. So if you didn't hear me talk about Pine Forest, West Florida, Northview, they were all playing byes this last week. So that's the way the high school schedule rolled out Friday night.
All righty, and this is a headline that even as someone who has followed sports for years, I did not expect to hear today. ESPN analyst Paul Feinbaum considering leaving the sports network to run for the Senate in Alabama. Feinbaum says he's considering leaving the sports network to run for the Senate seat being vacated by Senator Tommy Tuberville. Paul Feinbaum, one of several Alabama sports legends who have been linked to the Senate seat. Former Auburn basketball coach Bruce Pearl has also considered running for the GOP Senate nomination in Alabama before opting against it.
I can, yeah, it surprised me. Yeah. Totally took me off that one. Good luck.
Yeah, if you do it, hey, best of luck to you.
Hey, NASCAR Cup playoffs around 12 rolled into the Kansas Speedway Sunday. We had heck of a races over here at Five Flags this weekend as well.
Yes, we did.
Just rocked over there. Tim Bryant knocked it out of the park again. Congratulations, Tim. Nice racing. Okay, this is Tim McMaster. He's talking about NASCAR this afternoon.
The 23-11 racing team was dominant Sunday. Denny Hamlin won the first two stages and was running second behind teammate Bubba Wallace in double overtime. But anything can happen in OT.
Oh, my goodness! Chase Elliott! How about that?
Courtesy USA, Elliott came out of nowhere to pass Wallace and Hamlin and grab his second win of the season, punching his ticket to the round of eight. Hamlin ended up second and is in great shape to advance on points. The loss hurts Wallace the most. He's sitting 12th heading to the final race of the round of 12 next week at Charlotte. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a certain soccer move may contribute to brain injuries. Learning a lot in this world of sports medicine. Lisa Brady has those details.
This is House Call for Health. A new study links a popular soccer move with the brain health of players. Players who headed a soccer ball more frequently suffered brain changes and poorer cognitive skills. Researchers studying brain scans of over 350 amateur soccer players in the New York City area, comparing them to nearly 80 athletes participating in non-collision sports. The scans showed players who used their heads to pass or deflect a soccer ball had more disruptions to white matter in the folds of their outer brains called the cerebral cortex. They also did worse on thinking and memory tests. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And it's National Coffee Day, a day to celebrate a drink most of us enjoy on a daily basis. A recent National Coffee Association survey found two-thirds of American adults drink coffee every day. Three cups a day was about the average for most drinkers. And while you shouldn't overdo it, nutrition experts say coffee does contain antioxidants and other active substances that may help reduce internal inflammation and offer protection against some diseases.
44 News Radio 92.3. Do hope you're having a good afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on. Food company issuing a massive recall because of possible wood contamination. Carmen Roberts has the details.
The USDA says Hillshire Brands is recalling 58 million pounds of corn dog and sausage on a stick products because they may contain bits of wood. The issue was found after several complaints, including five injuries, revealed that wooden sticks had entered the production line before battering. The recall covers products packaged this year between March 17th and September 26th and sold nationwide, including to schools and military facilities, but not through the National School Lunch Program. Recalled brands include those by Jimmy Dean and State Fair, as well as one unbranded product. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
445, 15 before 5, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price in with a look at the traffic and weather.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Harlem Globetrotters. This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Come be part of a legacy that never stops. Get your tickets today at harlemglobetrotters.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on outside of your usual spots. Have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and a little bit on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. But we do have some very severe congestion. Worse than usual by a significant margin on Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, there is an accident report in that area. The accident looking like it's just west of the Publix supermarket at Windhaven Plaza. So be on the lookout for that. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Don't have any rainfall chances, at least none significant over the next few days. Tomorrow's high sitting at around 88.
Umberto and Imelda getting some serious attention here this afternoon, even though they won't be touching American shores. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the details in this Fox weather forecast.
Hurricane Umberto and Tropical Storm Imelda are churning out in the Atlantic. Thankfully, both storms remaining offshore, but the southeast coast will still feel some impacts from the outer rain bands from Imelda. Gusty winds, high surf as well over the next few days. As Imelda parallels the coast, Bermuda will also have to keep an eye on this system. On the west coast, showers and thunderstorms moving into the northwest and California, while unseasonably warm temperatures hang on to the plains, the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, as we head into the month of October. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
President Trump has wrapped up a press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, the president expressed his hope that Hamas will sign on to a new ceasefire deal to end the war in Gaza. Edward Lawrence has the details from the White House on News Radio 92.3.
He says that the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to this peace agreement. But in the points, it says, in addition to getting all of the hostages back, those dead and alive within 72 hours, that was the time frame, as well as the withdrawal from the Israeli forces there in Gaza. It also says that any Hamas person who lays down their arms and agrees to a peaceful coexistence will get amnesty. In addition to that, it says that if that person does not want to stay in the Gaza area, then they will get safe transit out of the Gaza area.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Electronic Arts announced today it's agreed to be acquired by the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, Silver Lake, and Affinity Partners in an all-cash deal that's worth $55 billion. Shareholders of the company will receive $210 per share in cash. Shares of EA leveled up by 5% today. One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, collected just over $22 million at the box office during its debut this weekend. The film added another $26 million internationally. The S&P 500 rising today as Wall Street tried to regain its footing after a week in which the AI trade gave some ground. The Dow was up by 68 points, the S&P 500 growing slightly by 17, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ put up 107 points. U.S. crude oil futures for November delivery falling close to 4% above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the era of paper checks from the Social Security Administration will soon be over. Wow, this is good for safety. I want to tell you that right now, for especially people that still get the checks in the mail. Pretty dangerous. Here's Jeff Benasso.
Social Security payments are going electric as the federal government moves away from paper in an effort, it says, to modernize its services and improve efficiency. Starting Tuesday, SSA begins sending benefits to its nearly 70 million recipients through either direct deposit or a prepaid debit card. The Social Security Administration has emphasized that electronic payments provide a safer and more secure way to receive benefits over paper checks that it says are 16 times more likely to be lost or stolen. SSA also says that paper checks cost 50 cents each to send, compared with 15 cents for an electronic fund transfer. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Electronic Arts, or EA, is going private in a massive $55 billion deal. The video game giant is being acquired by a group of investors that includes private equity firm Silver Lake, Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, and Jared Kushner's Affinity Partners. EA's next big launch is set for October 10th, and that's Battlefield 6.
Okay, President Trump is threatening to impose tariffs on films made overseas. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump says he is imposing a 100% tariff on movies made outside the United States. In a social media post, the president says the U.S. movie-making business has been stolen by countries, adding California has been particularly hard hit. So far, the administration has not detailed how that tariff will be enacted, but in May, President Trump first suggested an import tax on foreign films, saying he was talking about the issue with Hollywood executives. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Okay, it's the business of sports. NFL playing two tonight. Joe Morgan has the preview.
NFL fans are being treated to a doubleheader on Monday Night Football. In the first game, the Jets and Dolphins kick off at 7:15 Eastern from Miami, with both teams looking for their first wins of the season. New York is trying to avoid its first 0-4 start since 2020, when they went 0-13, while the Dolphins haven't began a season 0-4 since the 2019 season, when Miami started 0-7. In the second game, the Bengals make a trip to the Mile High City to take on the Broncos at 8:15. Cincinnati is coming off its worst loss in franchise history, getting blown out by the Vikings 48-10, while Denver experienced a painful loss to the Chargers in Week 3. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Knocking on the door of 4:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for you this hour, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you. And we'll give you just one last reminder, because we are just under 10 minutes. You have to tap the News Radio app to enter the contest for today's pair of tickets to Florida State, Miami. Enter in your information. I call the winner at 5:15. So keep that in mind as we enter this break here, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price standing by here, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. The main spot, without a doubt, is Navarre Parkway right now. If you are traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area, heading towards the Publix supermarket at Windhaven Plaza, you are going to be backed up to Hurlburt Field. It is that severe. One giant wave of very slow congestion, so try to avoid that if you can. As for any other spots giving you trouble, it's just a couple of our usual areas. Got some backups on Highway 29, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 70 tonight. We don't really have any significant rainfall chances until we get into like Thursday bleeding into Friday. But tomorrow, going to be sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 88.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Coffee lovers have an extra excuse to caffeinate today on National Coffee Day. Here's Christian Goodwin.
Brands are brewing up deals to celebrate National Coffee Day. Starbucks is offering rewards members 100 bonus stars when they order a hot or iced coffee, any size, through the day. Dunkin' is offering rewards members a free medium hot or iced coffee with any purchase in the Dunkin' app. The offer excludes cold brew and nitro beverages. Burger King Royal Perks members can get a free medium iced coffee with an online or in-app purchase of $1 or more today. And through Wednesday, Sheetz is paying tribute to Java's big day, offering folks free self-serve coffee with any purchase at all locations. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And The Simpsons will return to the big screen in 2027. Disney's 20th Century shared a teaser poster for the new film that shows Homer Simpson's hand reaching for a donut along with the tagline, quote, Homer's coming back for seconds. It also revealed the movie will hit theaters July 23rd of 2027, just days before the 20th anniversary of The Simpsons movie. The Simpsons 2 is taking the release slot of an untitled Marvel film that has been removed from the schedule. The original film earned $536 million at the global box office.
Okay, well, we're talking about films here. One battle after another wins the battle at the weekend box office. Daria Albinger, she's got those numbers.
One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Sean Penn, with $22.4 million in ticket sales from North American theaters.
Very important to keep your cap shunted like this so you don't accidentally detonate your charge.
Don't stop.
I want you to create a show. This is an announcement, a revolution.
Second place goes to Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie. The Universal Pictures release opens with $13.5 million from theaters across the U.S. and Canada. The sleeper hit Demon Slayer, Infinity Castle, slides to third place, adding $7.1 million. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
And Taylor Swift booking another NBC late-night talk show appearance. The network announced the superstar singer-songwriter will sit down for an extended interview on Late Night with Seth Meyers on October 8th. This will mark her third appearance on his show. The appearance will come just 2 days after her visit to The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, the 2026 Super Bowl halftime artist has been revealed. Austin's all over that one. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
Nueva York!
Rapper and singer Bad Bunny will perform during the big game at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California on February 8th. He's had a big year, a new album in January and a 30-date residency in San Juan that drew more than 500,000 fans. The Grammy winner is set to host the Saturday Night Live season opener next weekend and is leading all nominees at the Latin Grammys. Bad Bunny was born in Puerto Rico and recently explained he was not including the mainland U.S. in his latest tour because he was concerned that fans would be targeted by ICE agents. Just minutes before the Super Bowl announcement was made, he posted on social media that he did plan one U.S. show after all. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Tropical storm Imelda could possibly become a hurricane really later tonight, early tomorrow morning. It is now expected to turn away from the U.S. coastline, make it a hard 90 degree right. And Mike Seidel with Fox Weather. He's all over the story for us. Actually, Mike is in Folly Beach, South Carolina, with the latest.
Tropical storm Imelda is now churning through the Bahamas, heading north. But because it's going to make a sharp right turn later on today and head out to sea, it will spare the southeast coast a direct hit. With that said, surf is cranking up. Waves will propagate in from Umberto, formerly a Cat 5, still a major hurricane, and from Imelda. So we will have high surf and rip currents through the end of the week. In fact, the high surf advisory goes until Saturday morning. There could be some overwash again on parts of the Outer Banks. Meanwhile, Imelda forecast to become a hurricane, making a beeline, and it could be a direct hit on Bermuda by Wednesday. In Folly Beach, South Carolina, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.